This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1989, when Nolan Ryan strikes out Ricky Henderson on a 96-mile-per-hour fastball to become the first and only major league player to strike out 5,000 batters. The Ryan Express would finish his career with 5,714 career strikeouts, almost 1,000 more than Randy Johnson, who was second all-time. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Milwaukee Brewers Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Festival Foods. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
There are two kinds of people, those who go home to change and those who roll with the times. Wrangler makes jeans for the second group, the trendsetters, the mavericks, the leaders of the pack, those who are bound by nothing. From bull riders to rock stars, from work life to nightlife. You roll with the times? Yeah, so do we. With new styles and great fits. Wrangler, real comfortable jeans.
Right now at Sprint, get the super powerful new Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. Plus, get annual upgrades with Galaxy Forever. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Note 9, $2,083 per month after $2,084 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line and 18-month lease. Early termination results and remaining balance due. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes. Requires qualifying plan. Subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Ruling paddleboard race.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
At Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Start celebrating the Wolves' 25th anniversary season early by visiting the larger-than-life Wolves Goalie Bass located up and down Michigan Avenue. And circle your calendar for the Wolves' home opener at Allstate Arena on October 13th. Dan Pompey dropped by the Mullion Haas Show this morning to discuss his new book on Doug Peterson titled Fearless. The guys also spent some time talking about Bears head coach Matt Nagy.
He reminds me of Doug in terms of how he deals with people, how he respects people, how he's pretty transparent, and how people really respect him, too. I think the way he behaves forces people to respect him.
Yeah.
Check out the full Pompey interview on 670thescore.com. The Bears practice today, tomorrow, and then they wrap up the preseason on Thursday. The Jaguars announced that wideout Marquise Lee is out for the year after suffering a serious knee injury. To baseball, John Lester has allowed only one earned run in his last two starts. Lester for the Cubs and Noah Syndergaard for the Mets. First pitch on the score at 7:05. Chris Bryant and Tyler Chatwood begin a rehab stint with Iowa. The Sox have won 9 of their last 12. They're going to visit the Yankees for 3. Carlos Rodon takes the ball in the series opener. And starting quarterbacks named around college football, USC goes with true freshman JT Daniels. Clemson with Kelly Bryant at Florida State names DeAndre Francois the starter after missing most of last year. This update was brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. And 670thescore.com/Mully and Haw is brought to you by local Geico agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score, tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Mets. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
11.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
1-2.
Midway, the most important of the year.
3-4.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
5-6-7-8.
Our objective is Midway.
9-10.
It's not 10. You see, you're on 10 here. Where can you go from there? Where?
To 11.
11, exactly.
11.
Midway.
so real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
So far, we have talked plenty of football on a Bears Monday. We gave out the Mastroli Award for a performance in an exhibition game to Javon Wims, the first ever two-time winner. His name is re-engraved. I don't know, do we engrave a name? Do we hand out a thing? Even theoretically, I'm not quite sure what we do.
Yeah, I'm not. We'll make a decision on that after we've had the entire preseason. But not only did he win a second Mastroli Award, and we had Rich Campbell on, and he's got Javon Wims making the damn team.
There you go. Rich Campbell did join us to talk about the Bears. We discussed the performance of Michael Kopech and also talked about the fact that in a survey of all the kids at the Little League World Series, the most frequently named favorite MLB player by a wide margin was none other than Javier Baez.
Kendrys Morales has had a wonderful last seven games. Have you noticed what he's been up to for the Toronto Blue Jays?
He keeps hitting home runs.
Home run after home run after home run after, well, it's seven in a row. I realized saying home run as many times would be not as fun as hitting the home runs that many hits. You want to know who he's gotten? J.A. Happ, Andrew Cashner, Dylan Bundy, David Hess, Jake Arrieta, and Nick Pivetta. All of them home runs of the last seven games. You name anybody with seven homers in seven straight games?
I don't think I can.
Kevin Mensch in 2006, he of the Giant Heat, hit seven in a row. Jim Thome in 2002, Barry Bonds in 2004. There are three players who have hit home runs in eight consecutive games, okay, which is what Kendrys Morales will be going for today if he's indeed in the lineup. Dale Long in 1956, Ken Griffey Jr. in 1993, and Don Mattingly in 1987. Jason Stark put all those streaks together for you. Kendrys Morales also has at least two hits in five of the six games that he played in, coming into that game where he hit seven in a row. So that's Kendrys Morales for you. So hot right now.
The blackest of black pigments is a substance called Vantablack.
Vantablack.
Vantablack. The answer is none more black. It reflects almost no visible light, so anything painted with it looks like a two-dimensional cutout of nothingness. And this comes from a website called boingboing.net. I appreciate those who passed this along. British artist Anish Kapoor has licensed the worldwide exclusive rights to use Vantablack in art, which is kind of annoying because artists shouldn't necessarily license
you
a particular
paint. You can trademark a paint color?
So he has a work of art in Portugal at the Serralves Museum called Descent into Limbo. It is an 8-foot deep pit. That's all the work of art is an 8-foot deep pit. However, because he's painted the entire interior in Vantablack that reflects nothing, it looks like a painted spot on the floor.
Wait, it is an actual pit.
This is critical here.
This is what I'm not understanding.
It is an actual pit.
There is a pit.
But you can peer into it, you can walk up to it. It still looks like somebody took a black Sharpie and drew a huge circle on the floor. It is two. It appears
so
entirely two-dimensional.
So he painted the walls of the pit.
Yes.
In Vantablack.
The floor, the walls, everything is entirely in this impossibly black pigment, okay?
Yeah.
So what do you think happened?
Everybody's fallen in this thing.
A 60-year-old visitor.
Everybody's fallen in this thing.
A 60-year-old visitor, they add parenthetically, probably the kind of guy who can't pass by a wet paint sign without poking his finger, whatever the sign's referring to.
Or the guy when the waitress says, don't touch the plate,
it's very hot.
Immediately touches the plate because it's very hot.
Ignored the warning signs and stepped into the hole, falling 8 feet into the bottom of the pit. He was hospitalized, treated for minor injuries, and released. But what this is, if you remember the famous Warner Brothers bit, for Roadrunner, where you come up and you have what looks like a floppy black disc, and he throws it down in the middle of the highway, and the coyote falls through it because it literally becomes a pit. But this is, have you ever experienced something like this in an artwork?
No.
See, the closest thing I've come, and forgive me for not remembering, I believe it's in the Guggenheim in Bilbao. There was a large room painted in white paint that similarly reflects nothing. So you are, when you walk in, you have to put on special white booties, like you're a repairman coming over the house. And when you walk in, you are in limbo. You're in absolute emptiness. There's no up, there's no down, there's nothing in any direction, but it's all white.
Oh, you can't see corners of the room.
Nothing. No surface is visible. Like, I had to look back to my wife, and you go in, you're supposed to go in by yourself.
Yeah.
And you take turns going in, but it is a very unsettling, immersive experience in nothingness. It's like in The Matrix when they go in and there's nothing there. Actually, right. Feeling what that feels like, it's remarkable.
Huh. Mark Deeks, one of our favorite guys to talk hoops with during the season, has tweeted out a couple of numbers that I found interesting. What he did was sum up all of the money that went out during this offseason, right? So he took all the contracts, including all unguaranteed deals, right? So this is the potential money players can turn.
All right.
It's not just the guaranteed money, all the potential money, portions, extensions, all that stuff. He took out two-way contracts, you know, guys who could float back and forth between the G League, and found that there were I want to make sure I get the number right because there are so many commas, $2,636,951,824 given out to 194 players this offseason. $2.5 billion. Over $2.5 billion handed out to 194 players.
Wow.
Of that, $1,174,117,593 went to just 10 players. What we're talking about here is 46% of the money spent during the offseason being allotted to 10 players. 10 of 194. You want those 10 players? Let me do those 10 players for you real quick. Chris Paul, Devin Booker, LeBron James, Nikola Jokic, Paul George, Kevin Love, Clint Capella, Aaron Gordon, Kevin Durant, and Zach LaVine.
I was going to wait for it. Yep. It's
46% of the offseason money was spent on 10 different players in the NBA. And honest to God, I don't think that's a bad thing at all.
Watching NBC's Sunday Night Football, maybe you saw the green zone, this new bit of technology.
Yeah.
You did.
I'd seen some of it, I guess.
Okay,
it happened.
All it is an enhancement of yellow line technology.
Okay.
You know that the yellow line is superimposed over the field to give you a sense of where the first down is, and most people can't imagine a life without the yellow line.
Cannot do it.
When you used to have to look at the sticks and members of sticks, and you had to actually look to see where they had laid down that little orange marker at the end of the chains there and try to see, did he get enough? And now we have grown up with the yellow line, and it's just part of what we know. So what NBC did was take it a step further. And they enhanced the area on the field in between the line of scrimmage and the line to gain. So it gave you a sense of where everybody is. Just it's a simple enhancement. And yes, of course, you don't necessarily need it, but it allowed you to see everybody operating within this area, who was where, what was being done with proper depth, making sure they so there's, to me, and Twitter exploded with anger and distaste and irrational gnashing of teeth, like they'd stood the game on its ear. I'm all for advancements in technology. I did not find it off-putting whatsoever.
Huh.
And no, I'm not saying you need it. Nobody needs it, but I'm willing to allow it. It didn't bother me like the way it bothered so many people. What are they doing?
No. I'm part of the video game generation. You know, so I grew up playing sports, you know, playing any of these games with so much stuff on the screen as it was. There's always been a pitch FX box when I've played baseball. There's always been, you know, the routes that receivers are running are always available to you on R2 or something like that. I remember when the Indianapolis 500 did computer graphic billboards like you would drive by on the highway.
Yes.
That didn't bother me at all. When they painted the Indy 500, I think that same year, they would put down the face of the driver and what place that driver was in as they came through. Doesn't bother me at all. But
nor should it.
I get the idea that if you're not used to watching some stuff on the screen, that might be a little reticent to accept it. But I think those of us who came up playing video games as often as we did, we're totally cool with seeing a bunch of crap on the screen. I got had a little bit, Dan. I was had just a little bit. Perhaps it was PJ Fleck and his motivational talk about the hyper movement.
H-Y-P-R-R.
I don't know. I don't know what it was, but I noticed over the weekend that Clay Helton, the head coach at USC, the USC football program, he's chosen JT Daniels as USC's starting quarterback.
Okay.
JT Daniels is a true freshman. And I started thinking about our conversation we had last week during the midway, where Minnesota had announced that true freshman walk-on Zach Anakstad was going to be their starting quarterback.
Yes, and I said that most walk-ons aren't walk-ons.
How many walk-on true freshman quarterbacks can you even name? Especially in a Big Five conference. I mean, that's how many. Pick some. Find me something. Jared Zabransky doesn't count. That kid was at Boise State before Boise State was Boise State. And then I realized Zach Anakstad was really anything but a true freshman.
I told you that. He was a walk-on. These guys,
I don't listen to you during the midway for sure. I tune you out.
He was recruited elsewhere aggressively.
Yeah, he was. So, regardless, you've got a couple of true freshmen starting across some big-time programs, and PJ Fleck's got all kinds of acronyms and expectations for his Golden Gophers team this season. But good luck to those true freshmen out there. Walk on or no, offers or no, good luck to you, because that's, you're going into a grown man's league, a professional league that's just not professional in your pay.
Row the boat is our way of life and our never give up mantra.
This wide receiver needs 41 catches to become the 13th wide receiver in NFL history to catch 1,000 passes. I got this in the Football Morning in America column from Peter King. This wide receiver has had 1,200-yard receiving seasons with four different teams. In four spots, he's had 1,200 yards. He has had six seasons of 100 receptions or more, compared to, say, four for Jerry Rice. He's 34 years old. It looks like it does appear he is going to make the team he is on now at age 34. And have a chance to add to some of these numbers. The Hall of Fame case will be a fascinating one when the time comes. Who is he?
My first reaction, DeSean Jackson's not 34.
No, nor has he had that number of 1,200.
No, nor is he.
First of all, there's a reason why he's been on a lot of teams. And second of all, he is a former Bear. And he had one of those seasons with the Bears. 1,508 yards at age 28.
That'll be Brandon Marshall.
That's Brandon Marshall, who looks like he's going to make the Seattle Seahawks.
Wow. Yeah, his Hall of Fame case is going to be very difficult, right?
Is it? Well, because he never played in a playoff game.
No.
Right?
No, he never played in a playoff game.
And how much is that his fault? How much is it not? What is fair to put on him? What is not fair to put on him? Don't know, but I just thought it was fascinating to see what the counting stats that he has rung up already to this point. That's the Midday Midway, and I'm going to, as we take a brief break here, I want you to think of this, because this is another thing I wanted to get to, but I'm going to tease you with this. What would you rather have? Pitcher A, a 2.22 ERA, a 1.04 whip, and 9.9 strikeouts per nine. Or pitcher B, a 2.17 ERA, a 1.05 whip, and 10 strikeouts per nine.
1.05?
Pitcher A, yep, or pitcher B, you're going to be shocked at the identity of pitcher B. Shocked, awed, and amazed.
That's coming up next. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Cubs pitching coach Jim Hickey joins Mully and Hall every Wednesday morning at 8 throughout baseball season.
I would fully expect him to be available in 2019. More frustrating for Darvish than anybody else.
Jim Hickey talks Cubs with Mully and Hall Wednesdays at 8 a.m. only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. If there is anyone out there who for one second believes there was even a drop of sincerity in Urban Meyer's so-called apology on Friday, I have some oceanfront land in Ohio I'd like to sell you. For the second time in 3 weeks, Meyer hid behind a statement in reacting to those who hammered Ohio State for its wrist slap penalty on him Wednesday, and Meyer for his obnoxious performance in the press conference that night. Finally, after blatantly refusing to answer a direct question about Courtney Smith, Meyer, in the last line of his statement, apologized to Smith. Let's just say it. Meyer didn't write one word of that statement. Ohio State loyalists will, as they have from the beginning, give Meyer a pass on this, as on all things. He's 73-8, and hey, we've got a season to get ready for. Winning, after all, is the only thing that matters. Ask Meyer. I'm John Feinstein.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the job done. With the products and brands you trust. Technology to keep your job on track. Job site delivery to save you time. And bulk pricing on over 4,000 items every day to save you money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1989, when Nolan Ryan strikes out Ricky Henderson on a 96-mile-per-hour fastball to become the first and only Major League player to strike out 5,000 batters. The Ryan Express would finish his career with 5,714 career strikeouts, almost 1,000 more than Randy Johnson, who was second all-time. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Milwaukee Brewers Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Festival Foods. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon. It's fantasy football time. Sleepers, busts, player rankings, all good stuff. But it takes time to put together your strategy. And then you have to wait for your buddy to make his first round pick. What's he waiting for? It's so obvious. Waiting can be frustrating, but not at Great Clips when you use the online check-in app. Download it today. Save time. The app will automatically show a map and estimated wait times of all the Great Clips in your area. It's your pick. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
There are two kinds of people, those who go home to change and those who roll with the times. Wrangler makes jeans for the second group, the trendsetters, the mavericks, the leaders of the pack, those who are bound by nothing. From bull riders to rock stars, from work life to nightlife. You roll with the times? Yeah, so do we. With new styles and great fits. Wrangler, real comfortable jeans.
Right now at Sprint, get the super powerful new Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. Plus, get annual upgrades with Galaxy Forever. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Note 9, $2,083 per month after $2,084 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line and 18-month lease. Early termination results and remaining balance due. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes. Requires qualifying plan. Subject to credit, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
David Bodie, the guy who actually hit it, joins us again on the Bernstein and McKnight Show.
I thought the 1-1 take was pretty impressive. I know you reacted afterward as though it might not have been a strike or you didn't like where it was. If you're looking down like that and take that and then get it called, although, you know, it looks like it might have nipped the zone, what's the routine to refocus after getting what you thought you wanted and then having it called?
Right. Yeah. So I thought it was a little bit down, and looking at it again, it did nip. So I mean, great call by the umpire there. Bill and I have been talking about that a lot of sticking to your approach, whatever it is, because it changes, you know. The game can change mid-pit, you know, mid-at-bat.
Dan Bernstein, now in middays, joined by returning score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show, middays 9 a.m. to 1.
David Bodie, the guy who actually hit it, they tear your uniform off like it's the Beatles in 1965.
I was running bases, I knew my arm was up, and I was like, put your arm down, and I just couldn't put it down.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show, middays 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K. Polar Pop!
Thanks for streaming The Score. We are Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, your official radio home of the Chicago Cubs, where in 2018, you'll hear Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver more of this.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out, the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant fly to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball, home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run.
Every Cubs game, spring training through the postseason, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Ryan McGuffey, Emmy Award-winning producer over at NBC Sports Chicago. I know that we've talked about Michael Kopech before, but what should White Sox fans expect?
The work this guy puts in, not just on the physical side, because we've seen the physical side, but mentally, in baseball, as you know, it's such a game of failure. What he's able to do with all the things that go into it, you know, the mental skills coach and the big-time reader. He listens to, like, self-help podcasts. Very positive thinker in ways that it's hard to really, you know, I'm 38 years old, he's 22, and he's got me stopping and thinking about, man, maybe I should look into some of this stuff. So he's just, for a 22-year-old kid, he kind of feels like he has a lot of experience and perspective. So you're getting kind of the whole package.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. Of the Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Timeshare Exit Team. Another summer you couldn't use your timeshare. If it's no longer working for you and you need out, call Timeshare Exit Team, 844-915-EXIT, 844-915-EXIT, or visit timeshareexitteam.com. So, I gave you the brief stat lines of a couple of pitchers. Pitcher A, a 2.22 ERA, a 1.04 whip, 9.9 strikeouts per nine.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, talking baseball here at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern, waiting for our on-deck luncheon coming up in just about a half hour. Pitcher A is 2003 Pedro Martinez.
Oh, my.
Pretty impressive, right? One of the great seasons of all time. And I want to thank our old buddy Stonecutter for pointing this out and sending it in. Pitcher B has better numbers, a 2.17 ERA, a 1.05 whip, and 10 strikeouts per nine. Pitcher B is...
DeGrom?
It is not DeGrom. Any other guesses?
Sale?
It is not Sale.
Oh, wow.
It's a trick.
Dirty trick? Is it not a starter?
It is. Not only is it not a starter, it is not one pitcher. Team. It is a composite of Steve Cishek, C.J. Edwards, and Pedro Strop.
Wow. That's very deceptive and cruel of you. Thank you for putting that together, Stonecutter. That's interesting. What is that... mean for Joe?
I don't know what it means.
Sorry, it was Cishek, Edwards, and whom?
Strop. Cishek, Edwards, and Strop combined are approximately 2003 Pedro Martinez.
Okay, I've got it for you then. I've got it for you. Here's what this means. And it's already in evidence. We've talked about it already. With Joe, honestly, we've just not put it in this lens. You know how we mentioned the short starts? All first half of the season, even into July.
Right.
We mentioned how difficult it was for Joe to extend his starters. How when he asked Jose Quintana to throw his 118 pitches, you're going, oh, God, really? You're doing this? This offense has kept them afloat. more times than not. Granted, it's had its struggles. Its defense has been great, too. But again, that defense is based on batted ball luck. Balls are flying out of the ballpark. It's really tough to play defense against those.
Mm-hmm.
What it is those guys, those three, more or less, have given you, have been the longer start. It just looks differently.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not the same guy going longer. The fact that you've been able to call on those three, be as effective as they are.
That's your start lengthener.
That's that guy.
Very well
those
said.
Those three guys have been that dude. And remember, early on in the season, I think it was probably, if it wasn't the first time we checked in with Sahadev, you know, after the first month or so, Sahadev Sharma of The Athletic, it was the second time. So let's say 6-8 weeks into the season, something like that. We were looking at Steve Cishek and just how often Joe had called him out of the pen and looked at Steve Cishek to be that fifth, sixth, seventh, you know, that bridge kind of multi-inning dude. And Sahadev had written it up like, man, the rate at which you're using Steve Cishek out of the bullpen is alarming. Like that number, he's just always coming out of that pen. Well, because of the way they've been able to shuffle some things around, CJ Edwards getting healthy, a couple of good performances from, you know, AAA shuttle type guys, that rate for Cishek dropped some, became a bit more manageable, and maybe that's how he was able to spread it around to Cishek and Strope and Edwards too. They might not all be the guy that comes in after the starter, but because Joe has been able to trust those guys with as many innings as he had, that's your extra inning of work. That's your extra 3-4 outs.
Meanwhile, we've gotten to this point in the show, digesting an entire weekend that included a Cubs sweep, without yet mentioning Alec Mills, who has earned himself another start.
Hot damn.
What the hell?
That's a start and a half. I mean, thank goodness for him starting the way he did and the confidence with which now Joe and the rest of that rotation can go into, let's do six men. Let's do 1 week, six-man rotation. We'll see if we want to do it any longer. Remember, we had talked about this when the All-Star break hit. And John Lester, you know, going into that break, having the extra days, his start getting bumped because of the off days they had after that All-Star break, too. You got to find that time to give somebody, and in this case, everybody, that extra day to lengthen things out. Thank goodness Alec Mills pitched the way he did, because now you get to go into a six-man set and feel really confident doing so.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern football. College football kicks off this week. Don't miss Coach Fitz and the Wildcats at Ryan Field this fall when they host Michigan, Notre Dame, and more. Season and single-game tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. It is filling up here, and everybody's enjoying the wonderful food here at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. Looking forward to the conversations we're going to have. And it was another David Bodie weekend.
Man, we did not make him suck.
You know?
Remember how for a brief moment after we had him on with the game-winning Grand Slam, we were at Joe Madden's Celebrity Golf Tournament.
I think it was 0 for his next 17.
It was 0 for his next 16, although it did take him a day. He like had a knock. He put one up the middle or something like that, and then the day after. So August 16th, the golf outing with Joe was the 13th. That was an off day. They got back to it Tuesday, and then he had a knock somewhere in there and then went for an 0 for 16 slump. He was hit by a pitch. So he did have an on-base percentage that 0 for 16.
All right.
But since then, in his last 12, he is 4 for his last 12 with 3 dingers and 2 walks. David Bodie, and again, this is a guy whose exit velocities in his first 75 at-bats or so put him at the top of the list in terms of consistent performance, in terms of average exit velocity. This dude was clubbing it as best as anybody was.
Granted,
small sample size to be sure, but if David Bodie is now hitting the ball out of the ballpark, you know, remember, because as many bats as he had with all that 95-96 stuff, it was the one home run for the longest time. Then he hit the game tire, then he hit the game winning grand slam, and now he's got 3 homers in his last 4 hits. This is, you know, you look around this ball club and try and find the ways that despite some of the uneven performances, they hold the best record in the National League, the second best run differential in the National League. You find the ways, the pieces, the players that have held them above water, and really that's selling it somewhat short considering all those caveats I just mentioned. David Bodie's at that top You know, in that list. He is in that team photo.
Yeah, the Reds are the cure for what ails you, though, especially with Joey Votto out. Man, is where is Homer Bailey on the list of
sort of
sad sack starting pitchers who you just can't wait to see? I'm sure he's a nice enough guy, and I know he got a contract, right? I mean,
He got his $100 million deal. Yeah, we were talking about this the other day, too. Bailey of the 1.6 whip and the 6-something ERA.
And unlucky. You know, it's just, I think J.D. compared him to Eeyore, but I think more about the Hanna-Barbera character Bad Luck Schleprock, who's always followed around by a dark cloud that's raining on him. I mean, to have a bad year and also not be able to catch a break on weak contact, and the fact that his name is Homer, he's got, for the weekend, he's got Homer. How many pitchers want Homer on the back of their jersey, even though it's your name?
Homer Bailey's ERA.
It's just so unfortunate.
Is 6.3.
Oh.
His WHIP is 1.7.
Yeah.
His ERA plus is 67. That man. Think about that franchise too, and where they were at the end of the Dusty Baker era, trying to develop pitching. Name pitchers that the Reds organization has developed. Name guys they tried to get through.
Pitchers.
Matt Latos.
Yeah, who was the
Homer Bailey?
Who was the lefty?
That Johnny Cueto.
No, yeah, but there was another.
No, I mean, not left-handed. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, there was a lefty
look
in
at
there
the names
too. I remember
that have come through and worked themselves together. I mean, that's an organization that has really struggled to identify their own pitching to go with. For a moment there. That Reds team had a chance to seize the division, had a chance to take division titles, move them down the postseason, and they just couldn't. I mean, that's an organization that failed to develop. It just is.
A note from the 815 is Homer Bailey was supposed to be the contract comp for Samardzija. Glad they passed on that extension.
Yeah, Homer Bailey got... Yeah, that was the $100 million deal. He has a $25 million mutual option for 2020. He's got 23 coming to him next season.
Good for him.
Yeah.
You know, we can laugh at the James Shields deal, too.
Oh,
but, hey, man, the idea of just being a starting pitcher who's alive and can walk out to the mound and throw baseballs has value. I don't know why pitcher dollars make people so mad when you really understand that in baseball now, you know, yeah, Tyler Chatwood's going to get that kind of money.
Yes.
And it sucked to watch, but people will take some more risks on somebody they think. They see the stuff. They see an arm swing that they think might be resistant to injury, and away you go.
I remember going into my first season doing baseball for the White Sox 2 years ago, and just in my head, you know, the offseason comes around, all those free agents sign, and in your head you go, okay, where is the baseline for human able to throw 150 innings in a season? Where is that dollar? And thinking, it's 10. It's $10 million. That's what it is. It's 10. And it's clicked up. I mean, it's up since then. It's probably more like 12 or 13 at this point. Just something you have to salt away. Forget being good. Forget being above ERA plus of like 110 or 120. Forget that. You're looking at human who can take the ball 25 times. That's like $10, $12 million. That's what it is.
It's amazing, but then you think that there aren't that many. The way starting pitching is developed now, the way it's scouted, the way it's drafted, the way it's developed, I don't know if our systems are creating enough people to consistently do that. I don't. And teams are saying, look, should we do piggyback starts to limit innings? And how many guys? How do we look at the guys coming off of Tommy John, like you say? So
how realistic is bullpenning? You know, really, when you want to do a season of 162 in it, how realistic is it? And how can you assign those roles? Yeah, sure. They're all valid questions, and they're all going to affect the dollars pitchers get as well.
And is this true that the Reds are 1-17 when he starts?
Well, he's got a 1-12. Shoot,
yeah. So, but in his starts, 1-17.
Yeah. Well, I can
yes, and this is a name. Thank you, Brandon Finnegan was the lefty for the Reds. I was thinking of
immediately. No. Finnegan was picked up from the Royals.
Okay.
So
he wasn't there.
Depending on how you want to term that. Depending on how you want to term that. He's not a Reds draft pick. Finnegan was a Royals pick.
Got it.
Remember, he threw in the World Series for them. He was part of that whole Finnegan threw in relief in the World Series. and was part of that whole Raul Mondesi Jr. making his the first player in like 100 years to make his debut in the World Series. Finnegan was one of those other young kids, too.
That's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. We are going to have some very special guests coming up at the top of the hour. I know we talked a little bit about Michael Kopech. I saw some more White Sox pitching over the weekend that impressed me. That actually, I took some positive signs in a season where there haven't been all that many. Saw something I liked.
We'll squeeze in something, too, about the flags that were thrown in week three of the preseason as well. I know we got our guys coming up in just a little bit in Hamels and Chavez and Kinsler, but we'll squeeze in a couple of things here on Bernstein McKnight. 670 The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6.
Albert Almora, looks like you got a new teammate, Daniel Murphy.
If they're making moves like that, it's for a reason.
You've got a lot of faith, right, in that clubhouse in the front office?
Oh, absolutely. At the end of the day, we're trying to win a World Series, and those guys are pretty good at what they do, to assemble good guys together.
Afternoons 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1989, when Nolan Ryan strikes out Ricky Henderson on a 96-mile-per-hour fastball to become the first and only Major League player to strike out 5,000 batters. The Ryan Express would finish his career with 5,714 career strikeouts, almost 1,000 more than Randy Johnson, who was second all-time. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Milwaukee Brewers Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Festival Foods. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 cards for kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours, the Lifetime Roofing System, exclusively from GAF and available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
There are two kinds of people, those who go home to change and those who roll with the times. Wrangler makes jeans for the second group, the trendsetters, the mavericks, the leaders of the pack, those who are bound by nothing. From bull riders to rock stars, from work life to nightlife. You roll with the times? Yeah, so do we, with new styles and great fits. Wrangler, real comfortable jeans.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
One of Chicago's most legendary teams partners with 670 The Score, official play-by-play home for Bulls basketball on the radio.
Levine, baseline, well, right-handed, powered up. Oh, my goodness.
Rainbow three, go.
What a shot.
Zipser's going to attempt a left side three.
Yes.
The kick out, Portis, three ball for the tie. Yes. Bobby Portis has tied the ball game with a triple.
Listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for the Bulls.
See store for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I do think that his trust of that pitch is obviously starting to solidify over the course of the season. I do think that as he continues to, as you said, trust what he's got, his confidence grows. He gives us opportunities to allow him to do what he did today, which was, you know, he was pretty efficient. He got 105 pitches, maybe through seven or something. and worked through that last at bat. You know, got the 3-2, I think, and then ended up getting the strikeout.
Ricky Renteria, he's back, by the way, in case you cared.
He's back.
If anybody cared about poor Ricky Renteria,
I felt like
we were the only ones that had a question about what was going on with Ricky. And, oh yeah, is he all right? Is he back? Yeah,
he's fine.
He's back. He feels fine. He's talking about Lucas Giolito
and
comfort with the changeup. But Lucas Giolito, he went 7 innings. He only gave up 3 hits and 1 earned run, struck out 6, and walked 1. In short, that's more like it. But in watching it, I know that he was talking about the changeup there, but to me, the changeup worked because the fastball worked. And I know that Lucas Giolito is 6'6", 245.
Yeah.
But understand what I'm saying here. It might sound a little silly, but just from a scout's eye, watching from the center field camera, he pitched taller. He looked taller to me. His delivery looked more of a power pitcher profile. And you know him really well. You know what he might have tweaked. But everything appeared to be much more downhill and much more from a classic power pitcher delivery.
Yeah, Coop's motto is stay back, stay tall, stay closed, right? That's kind of how he throws. That's when, you know, when you'd watch Gavin Floyd and the good starts Gavin Floyd would put together.
Not weird Gavin when he went to his own little place.
Not weird Gavin, because, oh man, could he find that place and find it fast and just stay there forever.
Yep.
It's impossible to get him back. But that's the good Gavin Floyd. That's kind of how I remember watching good Gavin Floyd. So, and really, when you think about it, Gavin Floyd was a hell of a lot better than you remember him, just because it was so frustrating at times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that Giolito is going to be the same way. But yeah, I think that's a good point by you, that the idea of him staying taller and throwing downhill some. I thought the fastball worked, and looking through some of this tape against the Tigers, I'm looking through it again during the break here as we have a couple of bites to eat at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. He was able to throw the fastball up and buzz the tower a little bit. He was also able to throw the fastball down and got swings and misses on fastballs down. As good as the changeup was, right? As much as he was pulling strings and able to play with timing and whatnot, he seemed to have fastball command for the longest stretch in a start that I've seen him have in quite some time. Mm-hmm. And I think so much of that for him is going to be part of the confidence building within starts. He's not throwing 96. He's not throwing 99.
No, like he was consistently 94.
Yeah, 93, 94. But that's a big difference from where Lucas Giolito was at 19. That's a big difference from where Lucas Giolito was at 20 and the top pitching prospect in Major League Baseball. It is. So I think some of this has, as much as Lucas has seemingly worked through and finally understood what he is now and how he competes differently perhaps, whether that be mechanically or whether that be stuff, this is a different guy than we'd seen acquired, I think. And that maybe coming to that understanding of how to compete with that.
The process of learning what he is as opposed to what he was.
It's very difficult to do, you know, especially when, you know, like in Washington, he goes through as many mechanical changes as he did. He goes through as many voices. You know, we're going to talk to Brandon Kinstler about that Washington front office, perhaps how they do and do not communicate things with pitchers, whether young or old. Maybe that messes with a guy a little bit more than you care to really bring up in press conferences or in you know, nights after starts where things don't go so well and you look a little bit out of whack.
When they made the deal and we knowing his prospect status at the time and his significance there, you thought, oh boy, they got themselves something. And as poorly as the Washington Nationals have fared this year, we have to come to grips with the fact they might just have gotten you on this one. They might have seen signs that Giolito was less than what he was, and we know that there were some noticeable changes in his minor league numbers. And I always say this with trades. You have to know your guys and know the other team's guys better than they know their guys.
Be the Atlanta Braves of the mid-90s.
Your pro scouts have to know everybody's system better than these teams know their system. This might end up being a case, depending on the quality of this reclamation project, if you want to call it that, this might be one of those where the Nationals knew better how it was trending than the White Sox.
Maybe. I still can't look at that deal and say the White Sox didn't get a better end of it, considering what they decided to put in motion. I mean, Adam Eaton for. Remember, Dane Dunning is still in that.
Correct.
Deal.
Now I'm not
Reynaldo
talking about
Reynaldo Lopez is still in that deal.
Reynaldo Lopez, who has his own issues,
he has his own issues to be sure. But also, if you're going to, you know, and this is something I think I talked about with Rick Hahn at the time of the trade, or shortly after, maybe in that next spring. If you're confident about anything as a White Sox organization, like if you were to rank the things that we know we do well, it's fixing pitching. It's making sure that Don Cooper and Steve McCaddy and the rest of those guys have a chance to work with pitching and understand what it is guys do best, preach that to them, and then tweak it along the way. So acquiring somebody who might have been a little out of whack was something they were able to, the confident in doing.
And you must place him back in whack.
Reclaim your whack.
This segment is brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code SMART for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Before we get to your football thought regarding the calling of the ridiculous new helmet rule.
Or the non-calling of it.
Yeah, I have said this before, by the way, but whoever is in charge of grilling the sliders that are presented here at Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern.
Yes, the little tiny guys.
Has a unique command of that grill and awareness of what he or she is doing.
Yeah.
That's one of those perfect bites. It's really, really easy and really common to overcook a slider that's about 3/4 of an inch thick. But these are medium to medium rare. These have just the right balance. There is a spicy aioli on there.
Really?
One slice of pickle. And that is an absolutely perfect little two-bite thing. I have had three of them. I want you to cut me off.
All right.
That is all I am allowed.
Protect you from yourself.
Please protect me from myself, because I am going from here to weigh myself at the gym, and I don't want to.
Well, I don't think three two-bite sliders are really going to put you over the edge.
Everything matters, man.
It's the next seven that we worry about here. That's where the gray area is.
I'm not going for another seven, but that is I just want to make sure I shout out whoever is in charge of getting all of those just right.
Yeah, mine's on the plate behind me. We'll get to it during the break. Before we get to Cole Hamels and Jesse Chavez and Brandon Kinstler, who are all our guests at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern Tour, courtesy of our friends at AZAC Building and Products. I saw something reported here after the week of preseason football that was, and I don't know if it makes me any more confident or comfortable with the rule change here, but it is worth saying, overall, penalties for lowering the helmet to initiate contact dropped 64%, according to the ESPN stats and information tracking systems. 9 penalties in 16 games in week 3, an average of 0.56 per game.
Okay.
That is down, and down quite a bit. Now remember, the competition committee did say that they're going to change the inadvertent or incidental contact portion of this rule, right? So that if it just happens, if it's not purposeful, if it's a defensive player that's not lowering their head as a weapon and trying to spear someone, or an offensive player lowering the helmet and doing the same thing, that they're not going to throw those flags, right? We did have that acquiesced to. We did not, however, have any sort of replay involved in this rule. They're not budging on that. They're not budging on the general writing of the rule to begin with. But I've wondered this, I've long wondered this, since they made the egregious change to this rule to begin with. I wonder if they're going to do this and then just kind of back off.
And then say,
and then just
we
kind of
forgot.
Abandon
yeah.
their post.
Sure, we see it all the time. I mean, the NBA has done it every time they make a rule change. I remember that when they first put in the calling the hand check, you couldn't watch preseason games because every touch was a foul.
Bad.
And so the NHL was the same thing with the slashing rule. When any tap on the wrist was considered a slash. This is very common to overcall and back it off from there, because what you don't want is the opposite. You don't want them tightening the screws when the regular season starts. I'm sure they anticipated some of this outcry. Well, it's the NFL. I'm not
no,
sure. What,
No. I don't
let
think
me correct
they did.
That.
No.
They perhaps
no,
anticipated none of the outcry. But it's always a better strategy to overcall and then back it off, because nobody playing or watching will notice.
So
it's just going to look like football if, in fact, that's the idea.
MLB did something similar, different spirit of the law to begin with. But when we did have the you can't step out of the batter's box to readjust your batting gloves and retie your shoelaces and just generally be David Ortiz for a half a season, that worked. And then they just stopped doing it. So similar situation there. But I'm wondering this, and it's because of exactly what you said, that the NFL didn't anticipate any of this blowback, that they didn't, and clearly, in evidence, whether it's their anthem policy that they try to roll out there and steamroll the players with, the players' association with, rather, or whether it's this rule and chopping a phrase off the end of it and going, well, yeah, we'll just walk through the walk past the graveyard.
Right, we said this, but the intent of this was to have it called this way, so therefore we have new guidance.
My wonder is this. Is it possible that instead of players and coaches looking around and saying, we don't understand these rules, or fans looking around and saying, we don't get these rules, we may not watch, we may not know what we're watching, is it possible that since you can't trust the NFL to have reacted properly at all, is it possible that the stripes actually made some sort of insistence on these rules to begin with? I look at your actors here. Who benefits? I wonder if there's not some sort of conversation that would have been kept very much off the books.
So you're alleging conspiracy here. Where,
I am.
Where you've got the
absolutely
the officials themselves plotting to call it a certain way.
Yeah, but for a benefit of game itself, knowing that, like, you know, here's we're gonna throw all these flags for you in the first couple of weeks. We'll do this for you. We'll throw all these penalties. But this is, we can't referee this game this way.
Right.
Because you're going to get all these chain reactions afterward. And the NFL just kind of blithely goes, yeah, well, we need a CYA somewhere in these rule books. And they go, well here's how it's not going to work. It can't be this way.
I'll answer your rhetorical question. It's possible, but I don't think that happens.
Okay.
I don't. It's not probable.
Just looking at all of the actors involved, something has changed here, and I don't trust the NFL, and I will never trust the NFL to have properly changed after making such a knee-jerk reaction to begin with. Just had to wonder if it's possibly other actors.
The Cubs On Deck Luncheon starts next. Cole Hamels, Jesse Chavez, Brandon Kintzler. We're going to have some fun talking Cubs, talking baseball. You won't want to miss a minute of it on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Chicagoland's home for award-winning all-wheel drive SUV.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1989 when Nolan Ryan strikes out Ricky Henderson on a 96-mile-per-hour fastball to become the first and only Major League player to strike out 5,000 batters. The Ryan Express would finish his career with 5,714 career strikeouts, almost 1,000 more than Randy Johnson, who was second all-time. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Milwaukee Brewers Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Festival Foods. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours. The Lifetime Roofing System. Exclusively from GAF and available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K. Polar Pop!
Hey sports fans, football season's here and it's time to get in on the action with MyBookie. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook with real Vegas odds and incredible player props for all your favorite sporting events. Every pro and college game right on your phone. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Anywhere, anytime. Use promo code SPORTS when signing up to get your deposit matched dollar for dollar up to $1,000. Visit MyBookie now. Sign up today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. Play for fun. Void where prohibited.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Brian Urlacher joins us.
Brian, when you look back on your career, and obviously that's what you're doing here, everybody talks about the game against Arizona, the atmosphere in the locker room afterward. I don't think I ever went into a locker room where everybody was just kind of laughing. It was just an amazing comeback. And you were so humble about it. You said basically that they stopped blocking you.
Well, I didn't feel like I was getting blocked, you know, and I missed all that after the game, by the way, because I was out doing an interview with the Monday night crew. So I got to miss all the good stuff in the locker room. I may have caught the tail end of it. It just felt like I wasn't getting hit there at the end. You know, the first half, there was always somebody on me, I feel like. And they were throwing the ball. They were changing their offense up a little bit. In the second half, they just got stagnant and started running the ball, trying to protect that lead. And then we started doing some things on defense that helped us.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.